We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God. Be revived.
Hallelujah. Jesus has answered us. How many of us believe that this meeting was raised by Jesus? The topic is a company of two armies. I've been wondering, I say, Pastor Dimitri, you don't come. He wants us to suffer and labor. Now, how are you going to even go around this one? Because even the gates here is not ordinary. Hallelujah. If you are not a student of Scripture, who are the two armies? What do they mean by two armies? Well, God will help us. That's why I say Jesus will come and teach us. I know how I wish Pastor preached so I can steal from him, but he refused. Amen. The Lord has blessed Pastor. Thank you for giving me Songs of Solomon. Somebody gave me Hespo here now. God will bless you, my brother. Amen. Is anybody I've not greeted? Amen. They say, return, O Shulamite. Oh, return that we may look upon thee. What will you see in the Shulamite as it were the company of two armies? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Let's just read, see the verse from the beginning. It says, hallelujah. Whither is thy beloved gone? Oh, thou fairest among women. Hallelujah. Fairest among women. The word fair was the word they used for Job's daughter. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Fairest. Hallelujah. Now, fair does not only in Scripture does not depict only when you look at Scripture throughout, physical beauty talks about beauty from the within even to the outside. It also talks about an appearance from the beauty of the innerness to inwardness to the outside. Shout hallelujah. Praise God. And this is also the yearning of the Father and of the Son being husbands of the church. When I mean church, especially the wife they want to take, they want to marry. Praise God. The expectation of God is that God wants those whom we have dealt with to come out fair. You know what I mean? So as I said, fairness is beyond just the word beauty. It's a word that connotes an expectation that can cause a pull to a groom. Hallelujah. That's fair. God wants you to be so fair. Hallelujah. And at the same time, like I said, it's also a revelation of the perfection of beauty, finding expression in the realm of the visibility, or that which is attractive enough to God Almighty. So, Songs of Solomon encloses here the great expectation of God towards the church. And I can tell you, the best person that will have written this poem of love, no other person than Solomon, not David. David was a man of war. Solomon really investigated love. Solomon is a very romantic boy. No girl sees Solomon that will not fall. I feel Solomon has some kind of charm. He must have. Hallelujah. Amen. Even his wisdom is enough to make ladies, where he getting me? Kabash, or what that means. Are you getting me? He just decide to stay around him. I didn't think he went around to go and begin to look for women. Most of them were gifts. Some of them came. Well, now, what took Bathsheba, the queen of Sheba, to Jerusalem? That was a gazelle. Are you listening to me? A pretty lady in their days. Shout hallelujah. She journeyed to go and look for Solomon. So how many would journey like that? And while Queen of Sheba came to Jerusalem to see Solomon, Solomon already built a house for his own queen, who was the daughter of Pharaoh. He didn't marry an Israeli. So Solomon was a kind of Christ. Our Lord Jesus, are you listening to me? A picture of the Lord Jesus from the negative sense. Because the wife of Jesus Christ must be a thousand and thousands. Are you listening to me? Not so, my brother. Even the height of the wife's stature is 12,000 for long. So, it's in thousands of thousands. Say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The length, the breadth is thousands, thousands and thousands. So, amen. If you're able to marry a thousand women, you're not an ordinary man on earth. Amen. I said that was a negative dimension as a result of weakness. It's got the pull. It's got the charm. Are you listening? They came around him, but he's got no power to keep them and turn them into an instrument of blessing to God or worship to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In those days, people marry concubines. Don't go and try that in this New Testament day. Shout out, after what the Bible says, you can have a concubine. Amen. Now for you, or God doesn't. Are you guys there? Shout hallelujah. Because somebody can wake up with a revelation, I've seen the truth of the scripture. Is he has 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. Shout out, even this number is not an ordinary number in the spirit. I'm not lying to you. The 700 is not an ordinary number for a wife. So don't just think Songs of Solomon is just a storyline about one. No. In it is he, the secret of redemption. Now, let's see, before I read this, read chapter 1 of Solomon. So I just want us to see, amen, praise God. Song of Songs. Which is what, sir?
Solomon.
Which is Solomon's. First of all, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Amen. Because of the savor of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured for. Therefore, the virgins do love thee. Your love is better than wine. Not so, my pastor. So for the first one, let's see, it's Song of Songs. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Piper,
Pastor Baba, Pastor Barika, Panatilang Baba, Abbas Piper. Papara Piper, Piper, Piper. Pastor Piping, Piper. Keep piping, pipe me, pipe and pipe. Brute pipe and bar a pipe. Pastor Manapiga, Mashmai, my banquet. Mashmai, Grand Badila, my banquet. Sebastian, the savant, pipe up. My panta pipe up. A brass to brought my pipe up. It's a pipe. Begin to pipe. So begin to pipe. So begin to pipe. So begin to pipe.
Yes, also.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Final 4,000, 7,000 sound, sound, my sound, I'm piping my sound, I'm showing you me. I'm opening the books and I'm causing you to see me. Even see me as I have been witnessed concerning. Even see me as I have been demonstrated. Even shown from the books. Show me. Grace to show me. I cause you to find grace to show me. Even to make me known. Even to reveal me. Even to cause me to be heard. Even to cause me to be seen. Even to reveal my person. For this is a feast. It is a feast of me. For I would open the book. I would lift veils. And I would cast my person. Even my essence. Even my revelations. Even to be exalted. Even to be seen. It will be a feast of me. It will be a feast of my Father. It will be a feast of me. At the end, you would have heard me. You would have heard so much of me. And you would have eaten me. You would have drunken me. You would have inhaled me. Even taking more of my spirit. More of my breath. Saith the Lord Jesus. Take me. Because I am piping me. I am pushing forth me. See me. See my Father. Saith the Lord.
Adabashi.
Thank you, Lord. You are in church here and teach. I'm teaching you in church. I'm teaching. I'm teaching. Open the book. I'm opening books. It's a feast of opening. I would open books. I bring my spirit. Teaching spirit. My teaching spirit upon you. Teach, holy things. Most holy things. To give most holy things.
Amen. Thank you. Are we resting? So as I said, the introduction of that book, especially the first phase, the Song of Songs. Not so, my pastor. It's the Song of Songs. Not so. Meaning, the Book of Solomon is a child of songs. Not to my pastor. So songs, this is, Book of Solomon is a song. So where are songs? Psalms. Or the song of the psalmist.
Yes.
Mm. That's so. His father wrote songs. He did what, sir? Not so. He wrote one song. This is the only song he has. So the his own song. So I'm still investigating in the spirit, Pastor. I'm investigating in this. Most of the songs of David were sung on string instrument. Not so, my Pastor. Sartre, harps. So harps played the major role in psalms. So, and but these, Pastor, harp. Is it praise the Lord with a harp? Praise. Sing unto the Lord with psaltery, an instrument of 10 strings. I will sing a new song unto the Lord, O God, upon a psaltery. And an instrument of 10 string, I will sing praises unto thee. So you can see him. All of these instruments are all strings. Pastor, I'm sure you are following me, sir. So the thing is coming, as it's coming, I'm talking. So of course, Psalms a different song from Solomon's. The song. Didn't they say the songs of Solomon is a song? So that whole book is a song, but the book of Psalms are songs. So you can tell the song. So the book of Psalms are songs of upon the harp and upon where? Psaltery and instrument of 10 strings. Is that not so, sir? Upon the instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. The definition of different sound. And that's what Pastor Pierre was saying, sound. Okay, give me Songs of Solomon. The song of song, which is Solomon, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine, because of the savor of thy good ointment. Thy name is as ointment puff for, therefore do the virgins love thee. He started singing the song. Hallelujah. Amen. So, this is my take, praise God. To sing upon string instrument, you can see that occurring in the book of Revelation, they took harp, which was David's instrument, to sing a song of redemption. Revelation, give me Revelation chapter 5, the last verse. And when the Lamb has taken the book, and they sung a new song, saying, not so. Verse 8. When he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 10 elders fell down before the Lamb. Every one of them having what, sir? Harps. Not so. So. And a golden vase full of the odors, which are the prayers of the saints. So. They sang with their harp. So these ones were songs of. So you can tie the harp with the song they sang. So what did they sing? Redemption. New song. It's a new song. Thou hast wanted to take the book, to open the seal thereof. For you were slain and hast redeemed us unto God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. So you can see the connection of the vials, which are the prayers of the saint, full of prayers of the saint, and the song. So the song actually is our prayers. So what the harp is saying is what, sir? Prayers. Praying the redemption of the church. So it's a prayer of great faith in the Spirit. What has been done? He has redeemed us. That doesn't mean. That word redeemed, meaning he has bought us. Because they are just about to carry out the effect of the redeem. The redemption, which is all of chapter 6. So the harp and the prayer. Say that song. Shout it, every one of us. All of us should shout it. So, prayers. Prayers of the saint. Let's see prayers of the saint in chapter 8. Another angel came, stood at the altar, having a golden censer. There was given unto him much incense, which he should offer with the prayers of the saint upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense came with the prayers of the saint, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Not so? All of us say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And God did what, sir? God responded. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Shout it, every one of you.
Hallelujah.
How did he respond? He filled. And the angel took it, filled it up with the fire upon, and cast into the earth. And there were voices, thundering, lightnings, earthquakes. And the seven angels which had the trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Are you seeing that, sir? So you can see prayers opening the trumpet. But the string instrument opening prayers. So the string instrument are the harp. They are the seals. String, one by one, they are the seals of the book. So you need to, each seal is a song. So you can see redemption here is in twofold. Through the seals and the trumpet. So the trumpet, praise God. The trumpet, say everyone say the trumpet.
The trumpet.
Are you blessed? Say it again.
The trumpet.
I give you glory. Now, I hope you are following me.
Yes, sir.
This is the prayer you pray. So God is beginning to teach us. So the trumpet, say the trumpet.
The trumpet.
Came as a result of the prayers. So the string opened up the prayers. Two things, prayers and harp, each of them having an harp. Let's see it again, chapter 5. They have harp, verse chapter 5. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and a golden water. So altogether, if you're going to calculate harps, 24 elders plus 4 beasts, 28 harps and 28 vials. So 28 plus 28, how much is that? 56 harps, not so? And what, my brother? And vials. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I hope I'm communicating. Oh,
yes,
am I right? No, 20, looking, let's say. Each of them had what? Vials and harps. So put the two together. 28 harps, 28 vials. Can we shout hallelujah? Say that again. 28. Can we say it again, every one of you? Shout it again, every one of us. The two had, what did they have? 2 8 harps. 2 8 vials. So, meaning 28 vials, but before the vials will sound, will have its effect, or to kickstart the prayer. Hallelujah. You need the strings, the harp. And in each of the strings, let's assume. No, not us assume. There are seven seals. Say that to me. So it's an instrument of seven string, that harp.
Wow.
Is that clear?
Yes,
it's an what, sir?
Instrument of seven strings.
So each string, cut, remove it. When one string played finish, it's no longer useful.
Wow.
When another one played finish, it's no longer useful. Until the six strings came with their sound and things were occurring. The first brought white horse. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you understood what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Now there is a Chinese film. Have you watched the Chinese film? Have you watched the Chinese film? You've not watched it. Most tell me, what is the name of the Chinese film? Look, it's not Drunken Master. It's called Kung Fu Hustlers. Where you see twins, that are carrying instrument, when they play, they can release arrow. So this not from the child. This thing is an ancient Bible. So when you play one string, sir, instrument, white horse came out. So the seventh string has to play. Immediately they play the seventh string. Wow! Immediately they open the seventh seal in chapter 8. Can you tell me what happened? Quickly, there was silence in heaven for 30 minutes. So the seventh string opened the prayer connected vows, the prayers of the saint. It means the seventh string opened, exposed the altar of incense. So you can see the seventh string is what connected what, my brother? The golden vials. And I saw seven angels which stood before God. To them we are given seven trumpets. Then the next one, another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. Not so? Shout hallelujah. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of which? Upon where? Where did they get it from? It's from the vials. Oh, hallelujah. Pastor, he took the prayers and then he offered it on the altar. Immediately he offered it on the altar. Preparation for the trumpets to sound began. That was another song. So there was a song by the, what's that, my brother? By the harp. And then there was a song by what, sir? By the trumpet, which is the vials. So you can see all these songs, what are they, sir? They are different level of redemption. I just want to say, he has redeemed us. For us to be made kings and priests unto our God, we must follow this process of this redemption. Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And this was a new song. They sang a new song. Why do they call it a new song? Very easy, you know it. Why do they call it a new song? You are a student of it, you are an harvest of this new song. They call it a new song. This begins the song is a song of the era of the New Testament for the new world. This song, if this song had not been sung, people will still remain in the old order. Because God's intention is to get to the place of the new song. So the new life, the new way, the new world. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So the new song is of the song of the inner man. We've not been singing a song in church. We sing old song. Church at large. So, but you can see, this old book of Revelation, look at it very well. Look at it. Are you seeing the book of Revelation? Pastor, am I in line at all, sir? So I just want to say, are you seeing it? Have you seen it? This will take me to my definition. Today I'm just going to do a preamble of introducing the book properly. Then tomorrow we'll begin to, because it's too many, I can't teach It's not possible. Jesus has expanded the curriculum and the arrangement of the message. Just one particular aspect alone is so big that I'm not lying. What I'm saying right now, we have to now take time to begin to talk about the two armies here. It's not going to be easy. So let's just focus on what we started with. So, like I said, the new man, we've not been singing his song. To sing the song of the new man is not just to say, okay, I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away, I'm born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. I'm sure you know that song. Shout hallelujah. It was sung by Hagin's person. It's more than that. That's an affirmation. To really sing the new song. It's not something that is not a song of the cliche. It's to roll, it's to unscroll the new world, the new life. So song in heaven is not an ordinary. When they sing, things happen. Hallelujah. Now, so these are not ordinary psalmists. These are beings with power of song. All those psalms, when you play one, it can change course of nature. So, if God wants to promote a musician, he'll promote him to a place where you'll be able to handle, your guitar becomes one with this. Not so, sir. So you are not playing ordinary sound. So when they are singing, the former world will be passing away. Pastor, that's what you're expecting. For when we say someone is a mystery, when you sing, you demobilize the spirit of this world. This is the height of song, because this present world is a song of the dragon. If there are no song, if it's not a song, why should there be a new song? If there is a song going on, Pastor, who is singing it? From where? He has tabaret. He has pipe inside him. Amen. What does he have, anyone, sir? Why I'm afraid of him, I respect him because he's a piper, not a string instrument fellow. He's a higher dimension. Am I talking? He's a piper and a beater of what, sir? Of tabaret. Thank you, Jesus. It's only Jesus who can teach this. You know, I beg him to come and teach us, so it's not me. Let us, hallelujah. So it's not my study at all. You all know that one. Praise God. Praise God. So this is spirit. This is Jesus. Amen.
I'm showing you even the instruments of my heavenly places. My sight, my songs, my songs, my songs, from song to song, from secrets of my singing.
Yes.
Secrets of my singing.
Yeah.
Secrets of my song. Mm-hmm. Even from song to song. Even from instrument to instrument. For heavenly places are instrument places. For heavenly places are places of varying instruments. Even instruments that my Father tattooed even in angels. Even in angels. Even in angels. For angels are carriers of instruments. They are representatives of instruments.
Yeah.
Even instruments of heavens. For as you see the patterns of the heavens, I would cause you to see the patterns that are in my Father, the patterns that are in me, for I have instruments, because I'm a singer. Songs are in me. I'm a full book of songs. I'm a full song book. I'm book of songs. Song to song. Secrets of my songs. Secrets of mine instruments. Powers behind my songs. Powers behind my singing. Open your eyes. Teach you. Skill you to see my inside. My own instruments. Instruments of the ages to come.
Amen. Are we blessed?
Yes, sir.
Can I continue?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The things I want to say is what the tongues and interpretation had said. So Jesus is teaching both by this and through interpretation of tongues. And that's Jesus' method. We need to know that very well. Jesus is teaching us. So when the interpretation of tongue is there, it's a teaching. So don't play with the interpretation of tongue. Exactly what I wanted to say was what I said. That behind instrument are secret. Amen. So there was a trumpet in the devil. So that trumpet trumpeted. The trumpet trumpeted until men, not so my pastor, men dug their grief. Because the trumpet is actually a bottomless pit.
Wow.
Inside the devil. It's a song that got us there. Koto. What did I say, sir? So it means that trumpet has secrets of death. That because he died, all those height that thing should fountain. Are you getting me? Amen. That trumpet is supposed to bring forth some found song. So when angels like these are singing, they don't just sing to make you happy. When they sing, ministries shared. Is what do you want to say, Pastor? Life or ministry is given. Things occur. Do you agree with me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Do you agree what I'm saying to you?
Yes,
so when God is placing trumpet in an angel, as I put in you in the preparation of... So God was not talking about just ordinary accomplice for song to make things sweet. Baraka, that's a great trumpeter. You're not a great trumpeter. What makes it so was that this man has a great instrument. And that instrument has a lot of things it can do. And from the build of the pipe itself, it's all, the pipe is made in mystery. So when Satan's pipe sounded called Piper, are you getting me? You would die if you don't have what it takes to withstand him. My pastor also, sir. So, okay, open your Bible to Revelation 1. You all know it, not so? I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I had behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. So when is not trumpet in his mouth, that was his voice. And is of a great trumpet. So it means what was sounding was the voice of a being. So if when they made Lucifer, if this kind of a being has this trumpet, and another one of this same order fell with his own. You can what, sir? So Pastor, so you can see when it was trumpeting in heaven, angels were falling. That one, it was the trumpet. It was, you are correct, sir. It was the voice of his word that was, they were dying, Pastor. Except those who got help. I just saw into how God saved some lower angels from him. Those ones determined to stay with God. And God kept them. So God must have sent his sound that will keep them. That's why even resurrection of the dead is a voice. Is a song. Am I talking? It is a trumpet where of the archangel. Sir? He said, the Lord would descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and what? With the trump of God. And what happens? And the dead in Christ shall rise first. It means it's a pipe. Another great pipe was the one. It's going to be the one that will what? That raised us from the dead. So the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice with the voice of the archangel. angel. Shout. It was a shout. With the voice of who? It's possible that the shout is the archangel's voice. Amen. Then the voice of the archangel. And that is the last trump. What is it, sir? Say it again, every one of you. And the dead shall be raised, where? Incorruptible. And we shall be changed in the twinkle of an eye, and I at the last trump, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, where?
Incorruptible.
So it's a trumpet that will change bodies. From the corruptible to incorruption. Not so? Mortal to immortality. What kind of trumpet is that? But a trumpet brought us here. What brought us here? Shout it. Did what? Now, remember when the church in the book of Revelation, in chapter 1, the angel that appeared, his voice was as of a trumpet, trumping. Are you getting, why was the voice sounding like that? A strange trumpet was sounding in the church. It's a trumpet of the adversary. It was sounding amidst the seven golden candlesticks. So out of that trumpet were coming all those, the doctrine of Nicolaitan, the whole trumpet. Balaam doctrine is a trumpet. I think Jesus wants to teach us more, sir. I just feel Jesus wants to teach us. So, trumpet was sounding. So, did another trumpet need to come and awaken them and alert them and stop the operation and set the church to what, sir? To align themselves in order. Then the same trumpet said, "Come up, Peter." Jumped left. Just by trumpet of an angel. Pastor, so those angels are not ordinary beings. Some people, one man was saying, "How I wish he would learn." Is there an angel? Was don't one angel who doesn't know too much? An angel took an apostle. Whom an apostle you can never be. You can never be an apostle like that. Took him, the apostle left just by a voice. And I looked, behold, door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard, as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, "Come up, Eli." He didn't carry him. Voice just what, sir? He was going. By what, sir? By the voice. So inside this angel is an apostle power. Rapture. Shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Mama, am I teaching that? I want to learn to, you know, that's folic acid mommy normally supply. I wish I would come to that level. I enjoyed that description. Truly, that's my wife. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can never deny mommy's message. Folic acid. Imagine. Hey, teaching every revelation, there is no folic acid inside. What a description. Thank you for coming. Thank you for adding to us. So behold, a door was open in heaven. The first voice which I heard as a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up, eat, I will show thee things. Which was so, Pastor, all that showing is a trumpet. It's a trumpet. The seven sealed, everything was under a what, sir? A trumpet. So that trumpet granted vision. So from trumpet, you now saw harps. It's a voice of an angel. He just showed him a vision. He saw heaven, he saw God, he saw everything, saw the throne, he saw everything. There is something about string instrument, Pastor. Strings instrument is actually a skill of the fingers. Show a season of war. Am I lying to you? Yes. When you play with skill, it's a warfare that is being granted with you. He said, teach my fingers to warm and my hand to warm, my fingers to bat. So when you are singing, somebody who handles instruments of strings is a warrior. Don't you see that the string instrument of David stayed evil spirit? When he's playing, spirit can't operate on Saul. Those spirits can't come around it. Anytime they want to pass through it, the song wavelength does something. Pierce them, then they run. So it's an anointed son. He knows what to pluck. Pastor, he knows what was that to pluck. You pluck harp, really. Hallelujah. What is he plucking? Things. He's plucking weapon. So each note is a weapon against the spirit. May we be blessed. So you can see that the song David actually portray his profession in the spirit. He was a warrior from his youth. Until he became a warrior in his old age. Not so? Can we shout hallelujah? How many of you are happy to be here today? Bless the Lord, O Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war. And what again? Amen. Praise God. So you can see David as a warrior. And God said, no, David. You won't build my temple. Your son, Jedidiah, the person that I love, is the one who will build my temple. So, David and Solomon, those are the two pictures. Not so? So, David was Jesus in the flesh who overcame the devil. Solomon is the resurrected Lord who is in need of a wife. So, do you agree with me?
Yes, sir.
I think I'm correct, sir. What did I say, David? Who is David? And who again? Is a sign of the resurrected. Is it? Yeah, who is depicting Jesus? Who will marry many wives later? Shout hallelujah. You see that Solomon never fought a war. Eh? What was he doing? And there are two seasons in Solomon. Who can tell me this first season? The first season. The ministry of Solomon. As a builder, who has received wisdom. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
You see, for thou was slain to receive wisdom, power, honor, blessing. Let's see it. Give it to me. Is there a revelation? Yes. Somebody was talking about him. See somebody bring in two pastors. Two pillars, Boaz and Jason. Pastor Dimedi's sons, they are like you. Hey, he's already he's seen it to me. Shout hallelujah. I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 1,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands, saying, with a loud voice, what is the lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, not so, and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing? Amen. So you can understand that Jesus is confer on him the blessing Jesus received. Is for us. He needs this blessing. You see, if we teach, we labor, we pray. Jesus is actually the builder. The architecture of the house, to put the house together. You see, you don't just need divine wisdom, you need eternal wisdom. Yeah. As if to really plan it, to draw the plan. To hack into the plan, to do something that would dissolve the operation of death. When you are looking at being dead, slain, gone, carcasses, and you want to build them to the uttermost. You need what, sir? To start it at all. Say it again, sir. Just to jump start it. You know, when jump start, when somebody is a battery is dead, what happens that we so we were all dead, so we need that kind of person. He has to go to heaven. That's why Jesus went to heaven. Jesus went to heaven to look for an advantageous seat to be able to rot all these things we are saying. Wisdom of the ages. Skill. Jesus never built here. He went there to build. So you can see God is saying, so Jesus who was not the one who is building. So if you call him, come and war, he won't war. Now. Until he has what, sir? Finished building. So and even when he's coming to war, he's not going to fight principalities and power. He's going to slay men. That's a different. That's not war, per se. It's it's a feast over your enemies. So when we talk about warfare, it takes time. You resist. It's a war in the spirit. It's resisting the devil, not taking his side. Those are war. That's a war. But when somebody say it's okay, I'm going to launch a nuclear weapon against you, that's not a war. You're waiting for your death to fight that kind of a war. as his, the spirit of his mouth. Amen. The spirit, say it again, every one of you. Slew flesh of men. Amen. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Is anyone who is happy today?
Yes, sir.
Is it good to praise Jesus? Jesus is the greatest teacher. Thank you, Lord. We have the honor, your honor for to teach us. Thank you. Thank you that you condescend to our level to make these things known in our knees. Amen. Praise God. Can we continue? I was saying something. I say his first ministry. What is his first ministry? It's to be. That's his first ministry. He's the. You see, Jesus doesn't start ministry at all. Holy Ghost will start his own and conclude his own ministry. Then we'll tell Jesus, resume work now. Especially the habitation of God. Habitation of Jesus, Holy Ghost will build it. That's the habitation of the Lord. There is a reason for that economy in the spirit. Shout hallelujah. But habitation of God is Jesus' prerogative. It's Jesus' honor. It's the glory God gave to Jesus. It's the honor God gave to Jesus. Build me a house through the spirit. True. Holy Ghost. You know that word, through the spirit. He said, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. Who will build it, sir? Who is the builder? Chapter 3 of Hebrew is the one. He who built all things is a son over his house. Whose house are we? So it means Jesus has seen the master plan. Jesus knew how God, where God we stay. And how God, what will fit the person of God. Now, what makes an house? Look at me. What makes an house is not how large a space is. If you leave space for God, it can't contain him. Room. You see, room, whole universe expanded. It doesn't contain God. That is nothing to God. Space, matter, anything does not contain God. What contains God? What something can, the only thing that can contain God are qualities, are quantities. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? Certain quantities that can make God less. God can compress himself and agree. God can live in those universes. He can live in eternity over eternity and eternity of eternity. He can sleep there without waking up. Ask me, what are they? You know it. The materials. He habited eternity, whose name is Holy, who dwelling in the high and holy place. With him also is it this contrite spirit? Contrite and humble spirit. Say that to me. Shout it. Now say, humble spirit. You know, it's spirit, humble spirit. So what makes it is not the soul per se. It's not the soul. The soul, pastor, does not have ability to hold God. Nothing. What can hold God is the thing in the soul. So it means is a Holy Spirit idea that God can dwell in. You don't get me. God dwell in thought. So, now that's one. For example, imagination. So, spirit, say it, son. As my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways. So that when God sees you are imagining, you actually think, what are you doing? You are doing what? You are beginning to make a fit in his war, in his realm. Those guys imagine that they can build a house too. It was their imagination, not their works. Yes, already. Is there anything they are imagining? Now, you may not see a road to it. Those people who are building and imagining, they didn't know. They are not too sure they will get it. But God is sure they will reach there. Are you getting right?
Yes,
so, what is the word phantom? Tell me. Shade. Don't phantom. That's what he's telling me. What does not look real to you? Thought. Oh, it's the truth. What is truth? Truth is not a house, it's not a car. It's a thing. To me, that's why I know that devil can never be God. Contrite spirit. So the same soul may not have contriteness. So it's not that soul God lives in. It's a soul that will behave. That maneuvering of contrite nature calls him. So that's the beginning of it. Then he will begin to put there a home for himself. He will raise a home for himself. He will bring his things that can make him live in you. Now, those are the things Jesus holds. Say it again, sir. Say it, sir. So the foundation of God's things are a contriteness, an humble spirit. So, God, if this is so, sir, so it means God dwells in a being we sacrificing according to this pattern. Because a broken spirit, is this, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite, a broken spirit, and a broken and a contrite heart. Oh, God! It won't, that will not do what, sir? Can you tell me, can you show me that picture? It means when God sees one, what happens, sir? When everybody is on the way, he will pick it to himself. That is why, sir, when somebody, maybe a person sinned and everybody laughed at the person, if the person, the man, peradventure came into being broken, then everybody began to laugh at the guy. After they punish him, they reinstate him. Other people are now what, avoiding him. And the guy stayed there broken. While you are laughing, they have already picked him. Because he's able to give God what he wants. God doesn't, is it rejection? There was a rejection. Now that's where Jesus came into. Don't think Jesus was a guy everybody like. Jesus was rejected here. So Jesus doesn't play with rejected boys. If you feel they are rejecting you, they didn't give you a post, nobody acknowledged you, Pastor Dimi Jesus anointed the CGs, the Bougies, the Majis, the Simon, the Bejis, the DGs, the UGs, you know what I mean? First, you know the name is Dimi G, the CG. don't feel bad. Use it to ride. This is what makes church go on.
Yes, sir.
If pastors say, I want you to be you, Your assignment is every day wash the tire of my car. Hey, what have you found? I have become a house of God. Oh, is it that tire you are washing? Kala Samarata. Don't get hungry. Are you getting me? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is there anybody who is happy with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. There was a time Pastor Kwefalai was rejected of men. In Ajegunle. He hardly had time to come and watch, sir. Pastor, hope I'm not humiliating you, sir. You shouldn't be. If you are humiliated, it means the content. if I'm begging you at this height, then they will have to take you back. Pastor, did I tell you that testimony of myself? I was a minister of the night. I served a woman. After a while, after 2 years, I started wearing suit and tie. I started ministering. So I went to visit her. I said, "Can I join to your Lord? Yeah, I don't worry, dear. Man of God." Enter that garden. Help me get, pick up water. Vegetables for soup. When will I graduate from this one? So pain and hunger. I did it in hunger. She, God was watching. God now arrange a place where I was washing plate for friends. They will even laugh at you. And if I dress, I don't get where to live. So I was a pastor. I had to watch her, a liner. And after some time, it wasn't painful. It has to get to that place where it was no longer pain. When every pride has been removed. It was after that time they now started. They now say, "We have called you to go and do the work that we sent you." If not, I won't be able to do this ministry without being broken. When you are living together as sister, keep washing the plate. If some of them does not like to wash plate, everyone say plate washing. That is where they make ministers of the gospel. All of you understood. Especially after meeting like this. There is one of my, I have a testimony. There is a son of mine, Peter. Peter is under Pastor Timotosi. Always, you see, washing plates, serving in the kitchen, wearing this thing with women. He doesn't do good. You will never see him near instrument. I'm not saying you are proud, or just the talk. Shout hallelujah. And then, what, can I ask you one question? Why the bass guitars are the one that always do guy too much? I beg you, hope bass don't go so far. That's all you know. It's, I do wonder. When they are playing, but you see they are the best. Shout hallelujah. This instrument, they are not dirty things. Amen. Can I go ahead?
Yes,
sir. So, Samohatona, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. So, this spirit, when you have them, so when God gives you, is it for you to get a contract? It's an attitude God train your heart with. You're not born with it. And I can tell you, and can I say something? And the thing can be in a family. And it can be transferred from one to another. Some of this spirit can transverse, they can transit into 4 generations. Somebody, up to 5 generations. go and check when a man, maybe your great-grandfather has been cheated. He went through things. He became contrite. So he taught his children. Those ones too will be like that. Then you see, they will be like that. Oh no, they will be like that. That's in humility nature. I hope I'm talking. So that's like, those spirits can try. And those spirits you see, are you getting it? We also have them as natures on earth. Not necessarily nature of Christ. Some people are by nature Jew, inwardly. Yeah, you can learn good character. And God does not reject any good man at any level. I'm not lying to you. We have to know that. God does not what, sir? If a good man can see you suffering, somebody, hey, you are suffering. And he's not a Christian, he's not a pastor. A pastor would deny you. A good man would what? Please, pastor. Now God, I fear. Now God, are they waiting? Now fear God. Now because of God, I don't get much, but make you try, manage what I get. Can you come and stay here for a while? I will try my possible best. Now, Gary, I get. Hope you don't mind. Make two of us, make we share them. That's who, sir. When I came into Lagos, got married to mommy, I didn't have enough money. I gave back to not having anything. I didn't have money to pay for my wife's hospital bill. Friends of my wife gathered money together and gave us. Two people. And they told the man of God, don't worry, since you have a child. When they pay for it, I was watching the child. I see God supplying for the child. God was, that girl live without lack. Not by me. God just helped me to be a father. Amen. God showed me great mercy. And I watched her get blessed. She is a child of God, sir. Before she went to England, she told me, God told me, I should get a school abroad. I should leave Nigeria. I said, no, I don't have that kind of money. Number one, I was scared. Number two, I didn't want her to leave me. When she was making that plan to go, hey, it's like somebody is coming to marry my wife, my daughter, and forever I won't see her again. And my wife, you know the way my wife normally rubs something here? I'm waiting law. It's like women have power than men. I watch my wife wanting her to go. But me, I was doing all kinds of, I get it, metrics, just not for her to. Spiritual metrics. Then a day came in the night, two of them came to me. I was sitting in the parlor. God has told me, this girl has finished. We want your yes. But my daughter knows me. I don't know that girl. Are you getting me? Because she has my speech, she has discerned me. I don't know, maybe you told Mike Ogunwe secretly. And Mike never, I'm sure Mike must have just, you have to calm down. Daddy will get it. Or something. Anything, that's a pastor. I don't know what is wrong with my daddy. Are you getting And I know what is wrong with him. He's afraid secretly. So, I didn't do anything. I was just saying, give me time. But inside of me, so I will hardly see this girl. Now, she want to go? She's in ABU. Seeing her there, even though she's not living in the house. Thank you. I get it, man. But the day when she decided that she's going to London, what is wrong with you? She came to me and said, I need to go to school. I have gotten to so place. A school in England, a school in Scotland. I didn't help her search for school. She searched it for the school herself. She finished it. Oh, Marie, she came. Oh, you said, except the money. I said, well, I don't have money right now. She asked me, she just wanted my yes. I said, I don't have money for that school. He said, don't worry, God will bring the money. Anu was not eager to get out. Anu, I know, I can tell, and I smell it. She was, Holy Spirit was prompting her. Leading. She was following leading, and I know, I knew she was following leading. Then my wife now said, honestly, I was praying anytime I felt something in my, you know your mommy, yes? That feeling in her hand got me angry. I said, please, take it easy. And when the Lord says something, it's you we are waiting for. As for me, I have cleared it with the Lord. So finally, I said, okay. You know, as I said it, truly money came or something like that. So we put the money together. And then we started. I said, take it easy. They said, we are not going to rush you. So finally, we put the money together. She went to, and I saw her going. I was the one who escorted her to the airport. When she left, I said to myself, now I have overcome. What did I overcome? She can go and get married now. I don't care anymore. They circumcise me here. I hope you won't blame me, sir. I'm a very weak man. Are you listening to me? Why did I say so? Is that I only have one daughter. Are you getting me? My intention is that we'll be together. Wherever you go, I go. Anywhere. Amen. But thank God for her. I was able to release her. Praise God. Don't look at me as, daddy, you are too weak. This is easy. When you give back to your home, you will understand. Can we say amen?
Amen.
That was how God helped me. How did I link that story? I think I was talking about contrite spirit. God, you see what God does is that immediately he gets a contrite spirit, he will revive it. So that he can carry out the capacity of his purpose. Reviving means what happened to it? He will multiply the strength of that spirit. He will revive the spirit of the humble and the heart of the contrite ones. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So that he who dwells in eternity can dwell in you. So Jesus is the builder, first of all, of the house. The next thing Jesus will do. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He builds the house for God. And God will dwell in that heart. House. Jesus will get married to the house for God. Say it. Say that to me. A house for who? Because it's an household of God. Now, the house need God inside. For you to be qualified to take part in the nuptial program of God, to get married, The house need to get married to the son. Now, why the groom? Why the bride? John the Baptist said, it is him, Jesus, that hath the bride. None of them hath the bride of all the sons of men. He said, but I'm a friend of the bridegroom. Not so. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiced greatly because of the bridegroom, for this is my joy. You can see so much the greatest son of man. The greatest son of man is the groom. None of all of them are not the groom. The greatest son of man is who, sir? He who will get married to the bride. Why? Why would John honor Jesus with such words? John was honoring Jesus because, number one, he doesn't have capacity to get married to men who carry God. Because he doesn't speak heavenly things. He's speaking from, is of the earth. Etty, like Adam. So, but he was opportune to be his friend. And I'm his friend. So because he was the friend of the groom, so he knew things of concerning the groom. He had an idea of eternal life. He saw everlasting life. Hallelujah. He knew about the Son. Look at the description of the Son. Give me verse 30. You must increase, I must decrease. I'm almost finishing. He that cometh from above is above all. He that of the earth is earthly. We are of the earth. I am of the earth. Adam is of the earth. And speaketh of the earth. So, speaking of the head, he, he's talking about the first Adam. And those who are in his lineage. Not, he's not talking about small prophets. He's talking of Adams. You know those Adams? Chapter 5, Genesis, men. Those were Adams. So, John came from that order. Check how they gave back to John, just the way they gave back to them. Their father were well stricken in age. So he was also an Adam. So he was an Adam of the earth. But this one wasn't of the earth. It's the Lord himself from heaven. So the Lord was from heaven, speaking from heaven. And because he is speaking from heaven, his capacity as the Son of Man makes him legible to be the correct person who can marry the groom, the bride. Why? He that hath the bride. He is marrying the bride for his father. Yes. Wow. Is that clear, sir? As long as we are his wife, it's true. It's true. All those things he did, he is marrying the bride for God. So, Pastor, I will just introduce tonight's message a little bit. So it's clear. Book of Songs of Solomon is not a song of the strings. Benissa. That's why it's a song of songs. So, now, these songs of Solomon is not a song of how to be redeemed. It's a song for the redeemed. Then, sir. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It's those who are in the redemption. Not so, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that is why the person qualified. So the thank God for the song. I love something here about the song. There's a whole lot, there's a mystery here. For example, even the name the groom calls his bride. Shulamite woman. Shulamite woman. Can you give me chapter 1 concerning the Shulamite woman? Yes. If thou know, he said, tell me, O thou woman, O whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as the one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way. Thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside thy shepherd tent. I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. Will make thee borders of gold and stud of silvers. Is a this song, I want us to say song. So the first song, if like I said, is a song for people. So songs, say that to me, sir. Needs to make you a song. Songs is redemption. When you are redeemed, you now qualify to run together with the bride, with the groom. Is it because of the good savour of thy ointment? Verse 3. Thy name is as ointment pour forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king had brought me into his chambers, a banqueting hall. Not so. We'll be glad and rejoice in thee. We'll remember thy love more than wine. Upright love thee. Then this one, I am black. Oh, let's see verse 4. Draw me, we will run after thee. Say it again, sir. Draw me. It is so she's speaking as singular, but they are plural. We will run after thee. The king brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am black but comely. Again, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar and as the curtains of Solomon. Don't look upon me, or look not upon me, because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard have I not kept. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
That the beauty of the woman was that she was selfless. Vineyard means life. She doesn't love her life. She was made to keep the vineyards of who? Of others. Others. Mother's children. Amen. I am black and complete. Not so. O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar and as the curtains of Solomon, look not upon me because I am black. Now don't look upon me. Don't look at what keeping of vineyards that made me. Sun scorched me. But the king, the groom, like loved her. So what the king was looking at was not a beauty that even the daughters of Jerusalem, are you listening to me? May consider. Are you listening to me? They are judged. They don't know what pleases the king. So it's not from the external. So you now see, it took the groom to begin to say to her, you are fair. Fairer is among women. But she was black. And that's why she says she was actually a Shulamite woman. I love the word Shulamite, meaning the woman, she's not among the Jerusalem children. She's actually a Gentile. Are you getting Shulam? See, so Solomon was showing the law. You know, this prophecy, Pastor Prophecy, this is to teach me. The Lord is going to fall in love with somebody who feels she's not competent. Now, the pride of the Jewish, that's right, sir. The pride of the Jewish nation is that they feel it's their right. They are the bride. They are the Uzza, the children of Abraham. They have it as a nature. God grew them. God planted them as an original olive tree. And Jesus came from that stock. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
But Jesus is not... You see, all those CVs doesn't pull Jesus. They are beauty, but they don't pull Jesus. What will pull Jesus is the inner beauty. So that tells me that contriteness is beautiful. Humility is beautiful. Lord, if I smell any other thing than this, have mercy on me. The Lord is now unto them that are of broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. Thank you for pulling out this verse. Praise God. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So from Psalms, you can see a woman that fell into the description of David. Song of Songs. You can see songs. Song of Redemption. You can see that the seals are to break things that will not make you humble. What will make you contrite? What will make you... Are you getting me? They are for breaking. It's for shaking. Everything has to shake out. Remove them. Burn them away. That's the constitution Satan put there. Yeah. We give glory to God. That's right. Okay, you don't want to.
Sanamakle plakla benete, pando kluflekete, evine pakle blona tata, shishimaneto, ojino klikla prokadofi, skofinoka, shin kamba kobu pupupu tutani, eshia pateno, emiawa baja, ma baja. My badger, I will fight him. I will fight him. I will fight him off you. I will fight him off you. I will fight his arrangement. I will fight his songs. I will fight him. I will fight his heritage in you. For you are mine. For you are mine. I am meant to marry you. I am meant to marry you. I am meant to marry you, for you are mine. You belong to no other but me. You are mine. I will marry you. I will follow you. Even through the process of breaking even all your allegiances, breaking your covenant, breaking, even your covenant with death. I will break them, one string after the other. I will sing you, even my song. I will sing you my song until you make full commitment to me. Then we will sway even to the sound of the world to come, and we will dance into glory, for you are mine. You are mine. I will fight him off, even the enemy of your soul. Fear not, O bride. Fear not, for your destiny is to marry me. Even marry me, I will marry you. I will marry you, for I will see you through the course, even the course of your change, says the Spirit of God.
What a comfort. I want to conclude. Thank you, sir. Look not upon me because I'm black. Because the sun, so the sun hath looked upon me. Praise God. Sun, turn my color into blackness. But there is a mystery here. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
The mystery is that the sun is a scorcher. It's actually, God has to scorch the sun. In the book of Revelation chapter 6, it became as black as sackcloth. That tells you that the sun, even though it's shiny, is black. God will reveal that secret. He's going to judge the sun. Hallelujah. This sun is the devil. This sun is Uzza. He's the one that scorches people to death. It means this Shulamite woman has a powerful body. You don't understand me. She has powerful body to shade the rest of God's children. She's covering. She is laying down. Thank you so much. So the Shulamite woman is doing a duty for the Lord. And that was why she became as black. Are you listening to me? As the curtains of Solomon, as the flocks of Kedah. Benny Baba. What's his name? Radiation. So for the protection of the people, mother's children. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So my vineyards have I not kept. Amen. This is hallelujah. May I say it again, son? But I have kept Uzza. They made me the one, the keeper of the vineyards. So my own have I not kept. Selfless. Everyone say selfless. May we be selfless. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Even though she ought to be, she ought to have come into a place of dismerit. But somebody was watching her. Somebody was looking for the Shulamite woman. She became attractive to someone because of her character. Amen. And that's when you find the heart of a Shulamite woman. That heart can be, is the heart in Jesus. Jesus Christ the Lord. Pastor, it's another kind of, a minister who is selfless, who want to keep the ministry of his brother. And he may not have all the time to keep his own. So, that is how we will produce Shulamite woman. Pastor. So it means that spirit, that's what will culture everyone at home. What you are is what they will be. What you are, that spirit will permeate them. They will learn to be selfless. To make sure others are rising. Amen. Is there anybody who will say amen?
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
And that's how you can breed the armies of two companies. You know, those is not, you need to. If not, those armies can't grow in you if you are not like this. This is the background. You must be contrite and broken heart. Those are the two keys for the army. Contrite and broken heart. Say that again. A contrite and a humble spirit. A broken spirit. Not so. And a contrite heart. The sacrifice of God have broken spirit, comma. A broken and a contrite heart. A broken. Say that again. A broken. And what again? And a contrite. Oh God, thou will not what, sir? Despise. So these two things makes the army. Do you agree with me, sir? So give me that chapter 6 of the Shulamite woman. So you cannot be an army if you are not broken. These armies are not for the strong in themselves. They will have strength to deny themselves. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. Pastors, not so, sir. Daughters of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
What will you see in the Shulamite? As it were the army of what, sir? Of two armies. Company of two armies, as it were. That's our team, the army of what, sir? Company of two armies. Please forgive me. So when she's returning, you now know it's an aham that is able to make her endure. Oh my God, you don't understand me. You get me? She's ham. She's a soldier. She's actually a soldier. So inside her are companies of two honey. So when you see in chapter 4, chapter 5, when they open her up, even though she's black, her inside is not black. She has stains. You see, she's an orchard. Are you getting me? She's a garden of spices.
Yes, sir.
She's everything that has to do with the field and the garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
She's bed of roses. She's bed of spices. Thy plants are an orchard. Let's just thank you. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranate. The pleasant with pleasant fruit, campfire, spikenard, and saffron, calamus, cinnamon, all trees of frankincense, myrrh, aloes, with all they achieve. These are the things. Are you seeing the things in her? But when you look at her, she's what, sir? Black. But thank you. Thank you, Pastor Tom's daughter, Pastor. A fountain of gardens, a well of living waters. Streams from Lebanon. Hallelujah, this stream, Lebanon means white. There are two words to Lebanon. But this word is white. Hallelujah. My beloved is white and ruddy. The chiefest among the 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold, his locks. He's talking about the husband. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now when you x-ray the inside of the husband and the inside of the Shulamite woman, they are the same. They are both gardens. They are waters. They are spices. Are you getting in there? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Garden of trees. Amen.
Amen.
That's what God put in that woman. Now, you see, all these things you are seeing, all these things you are seeing are the things that harm her. So, armies, when you say army, you are harmed. Not so, my pastor.
Yes,
when you say you are an army, it means you are harmed. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So it means she's got pleasure. She's got joy. All those fruits. She's got strength. She's got anointing. She has everything that will not make her tired. What makes her shield put her back against the sun was because she's her skin. Don't laugh at her. Her skin is thick. The rest of the children, she can bear. She can bear like the Lord. So you can see the things the Lord is looking at on the inside of her that attracts the groom. She became an attraction to the groom. She became someone the groom cannot do without. The groom looking for her. Not again, she, because of her weapons, daughters of Jerusalem could not discern the groom. They can't discern the time the groom cometh. They can't see him. But she knows the voice of the groom. Shulamite woman is a special flock. Not so, my pastor. She's a special flock. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
I saw the Lord showing me. One day I was praying for, I was teaching just at times when difficulty is there and they need my help in the area of wanting to counsel maybe spouses. So I was praying for a couple. As I was praying, I now saw God. And I now saw that I saw the body of God standing. And I saw God, that God is actually palaces of pleasure. From head to toe. Thank you. Palaces. I saw pleasure standing. Pastor. And I saw what it did to Adam. He emptied a kind into Adam. From Adam's head to his soul is a pleasure. Even Eve is a pleasure. And I can tell you that our song means a collision of two pleasure. That is song.
Yes.
Pleasure addressing pleasure. Not obedience is not the law of submission as in obedience to woo to the groom. So the groom is teaching us and raising us in order to be able to pleasure God.
Yes.
So, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Are you ready for me?
Yes, sir.
Revelation 21, no devils to fight. We see the picture of the wife of the Lamb and the Lamb. The Lamb is one being, his wife is many, but she's one. What is in the Lamb is what is in them. So they understand their language. They speak one language. The church and the head of the church. But something I came to see, that the name of the groom, the name of the bride, is the name of the father of the groom, of the bride. Then the groom said, that is his new name. That is actually the song of Solomon. Say that to me. What is the new name? My new name. My new name is different from my name. My new name is actually a name of the world to come. It's an eternal name. It's an eternal realm. Everlasting world has some dimension of pleasure, but it's the end of warfare. Yes. Last book of Psalms is the end of warfare. Eternal realm. The world of pleasure. When the church is transiting from everlasting world, when they deck them with rewards, the church, this glorious church, this bride, she will be singing a new name with the Lamb. There is a song in the Lamb's mouth that is not yet singing. I said, yes, you have to be redeemed. So you can understand that even the final redemption song is an harp. Is a high harp. The first song, everybody could learn it in chapter 5. But the second one is a high harp. Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Song of songs. So, but this song that they will be singing, no one will be able to learn it, but because you don't have facility to learn it. You don't have facility to learn it. Is the song of the future hidden. So the word hidden means pleasure. That's why you can see songs of Solomon. It's laced with pleasure. It's a garden song. Say that to me, sir. Shout it, every one of you. So you all agree that Jesus was taken from garden to be killed and was raised back from garden. That's not ordinary. Meaning our Lord was seeking paradise. Hallelujah. He was taken from there. He was in paradise and was raised into a higher paradise. Are you blessed, every one of you?
Yes, sir.
So now I just make a disparity. I will just so that the Shulamite woman has an everlasting status to him, sir. Where she's still a warrior.
Yes.
Armies are inside her. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Say that to me.
Amen.
Shout it.
Amen.
Everything about the everlasting arms of God, they are insider. Shout hallelujah. Amen. The first and the last, the Alpha and Omega. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So they, what, where are they, sir? Yes. They are in her. Shout hallelujah. She has fulfilled them. She has been decked with them. Amen.
Amen.
So all that time they are looking at her being black is, and she's not kept her own vineyard, is because she was able to withstand it. She was worrying. She's got armory. She's got armory. I'm talking these things. I'm sure it shouldn't sound esoteric. They are real. The God is building something inside you. What is it building? Arm forces. What is it building in you? Arm forces. Pastor, my pain is that the church doesn't like at large. Maybe they want now blessing. That is the card that the devil did for the church. The blessings of God he wants to give to the church. It's not something for now. It's not something you can get now today. Blessing the church is, amen, is redeeming it from destruction.
Yeah.
Not so, my daughter. The church has been plundered. The people of men have been plundered. Putting things back to them is actually the blessing.
Yes,
so we can now see blessing. We can now see heavenly places in Christ is now in that woman.
Yes.
You see palaces inside her. That was found with the Lord. That is the intention of the head of the church. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Can we say Jesus, we thank you?
Jesus.
How many of you are blessed tonight? How many of you are blessed? Say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Can we shout it, everyone?
Lord, I thank you.
Can we shout it again? We are going to get there.
Amen.
How many of you know we are going to get there?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is raising a church that has been raised.
Yeah.
That Jesus has built. You know, you can see what Jesus wants to build in people. How Jesus wants you to turn out. You look like him. It's not a project that anybody is carrying out on earth. It's a project from heaven. Paul said, I'm not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Hallelujah. We've not touched this message. Let us begin to thank God for tonight. I give glory to God. I want to head of the church. Thank you.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.